Everybody get on down there. I know you. You're... All right, get where you can see. Don't sit down here on the floor. On the floor, on the floor, on the floor. Floor, floor, floor. Liam, floor. All right, I want you to turn around here. Okay? This is a nativity set. This is a test, okay? This is a test, a real test. And Zach, looking up here, you see this nativity set. I want to know, first of all, does anybody remember who these two people are? They're down in Bethlehem, but do you know who these two people are? We talked about them a long time ago. Yes, ma'am? Zachariah and... You got to give that girl a round of applause. That's awesome. Don't you dare tell me you can't learn. That was a long time ago. Okay, now here's a harder one. Look up here. We've got a shelter. We've got baby Jesus in the manger. We got animals. We've got Mary and Joseph. Got an angel. We got the three kings. What's wrong with this? There's something there that's not right. I'm going to teach y'all something most adults don't know. Anybody want to make a guess? These people are there. Are they supposed to be there? All right. Nala, you've just blown me away. Nala said, now here's what I want you. She is right. Give her another round of applause. That's two. All right. This is the stable, and the Bible never, ever says that the Magi were at the birth of Jesus. They were coming from the east. As a matter of fact, we'll learn about that when I talk to the adults. They are in the east. They don't get there until Jesus is in a house, maybe one to two years of age. So at the birth of Jesus, it was Mary and Joseph, and that's really all we know about besides the animals. And so a lot of times, I started looking at our nativity scenes around the church. Almost every one of them has the wise men at the birth of Jesus. But that's just not the way it is. And I'll explain that later. But the thing I want you to remember is that baby Jesus is God. And He came into this world. And I talked with Liam about this. Do you know what they put Him in?
Manger.
That's right, Liam. Very good. And what do you feed with a manger? Animals, that's right. See, a lot of people don't understand that a manger is where you feed the animals. And it's just amazing to me that Jesus was born and His first bed was a feeding trough. So those are important parts of the Christmas story. And I'm very proud of you. You got all the answers right. So let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these kids. And I pray that this Christmas they will understand that You came in not a fancy fashion, but You came in a most humble way, that Your first bed was a feeding trough. Lord, that is so cool. You can love us and understand us because You've been about as low as You can be at the beginning. Lord, I thank for these kids. When they wake up tomorrow, well, may they remember that it's Your birthday. That's why we celebrate Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen.